From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Reports are starting to heat up about Julius Randle and the Knicks. These latest reports are coming from the oddsmakers from BetOnline. They actually list out which team is going to land Julius Randle if he ends up leaving the Knicks. And you're never going to guess who the front runners are. The Washington Wizards. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Randle's next team has been revealed. And as we just told you, it's the Washington Wizards. Before I give my full take on this, let's break down the full list released by BetOnline and see if Randle chooses to leave New York, potentially what teams he could end up on. Shout out to Steph Bondi with the New York Post for giving us the following information regarding Julius Randle and the next team he'll likely land on if it's not the Knicks. This information is coming from the oddsmakers from BetOnline. Shout out to them too. According to them, the Washington Wizards have the best odds of landing Julius Randle if he's not in New York, with the odds of 3-1. After them, it's Detroit Pistons with the odds of 4-1. Then the Brooklyn Nets, the Toronto Raptors, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Atlanta Hawks, the Charlotte Hornets, the Chicago Bulls, the Phoenix Suns, and then rounding out that list is the Portland Trail Blazers at 25-1. Shout out to BetOnline and of course Steph Bondi with the New York Post for giving us the following information about Julius Randle and potentially his next team if it's not the Knicks. Now, are these the teams the Knicks are supposed to trade with? Or are these the teams that are monitoring Randle in case it doesn't work out with the Knicks and he leaves New York and looks for another team? That's what needs to be answered here. But if these are the teams that are listed, we can already cross out Washington. Nobody wants to do business with Washington. Washington, as of right now, does not have anything that we would want in a type of Julius Randle trade. So they're off the list. Detroit? I am not trading anything with Detroit regarding Julius Randle. That would not make any sense at all. Now, the next team on this list is the Brooklyn Nets. You guys already know how I feel about Brooklyn. They have one player on that team that I absolutely want, Mikal Bridges. But I want Mikal Bridges to add to the core of Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, and OG Anunoby. I do not want to swap Julius Randle for Mikal Bridges. I don't think that makes sense. And in my opinion, Julius Randle right now is a better player than Mikal Bridges. So why would I want to do that trade? That doesn't make any sense at all. Look at the rest of these teams. The Raptors, the Hawks, the Hornets, the Bulls, the Trailblazers. Maybe apart from the Suns, there is no other team listed there that would make sense for a Julius Randle trade. None. Zero. Especially right now. We do understand that as of right now, Randle is recovering from injuries. And because of that, his value is down. He didn't play in the postseason. His value is down because of that. It would behoove the Knicks to hold on to Randle, not trade him, get his value all the way back up, and if they're looking to move him when he has more value. His value is lowered now, so you're never going to get the value that you should get back in a Randle type of deal. And this report is consistent with the other reports we heard earlier in the week regarding Julius Randle and teams around the league monitoring him and his situation in New York. That situation, again, is if the Knicks will extend him or not. And honestly, it doesn't make sense for the Knicks to do that. It does make sense for the Knicks to wait, see what they have with Randle, and see how he responds after coming back from another surgery. If he responds well, gets that value back up, maybe the Knicks keep him. Maybe they re-sign him. Or maybe they use him as a trade piece for a trade for that coveted player that they want down the line. We don't know yet, but as of right now, I don't think the New York Knicks are going to entertain a Randle trade. Just because I feel like that player that you would trade Randle for is not currently available. Now, maybe he'll be available during the offseason when that full list of disgruntled stars comes out. But as of right now, from the latest reports that I've seen, there is not a player available that I would be comfortable with trading Randle for and getting a player back for. Because number one, I don't think it happens. And number two, just because you want to trade Randle for a certain player doesn't make that trade happen. Sometimes they're going to want a lot more. And maybe if they want a lot more, that trade doesn't make sense anymore. That's why, in my opinion, the Knicks and Leon Rose are going to do exactly what they've always done. Wait, be patient, and see who becomes available. Which stars become available? Because that's going to lead them to make any type of move. If they're going to trade Randle, it's always going to depend on who that player they're going to get back.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Is if it's not going to be a player to the level of Randle or even better, they're not going to make the move. I can't see Leon Rose making a move like that because that would hurt the Knicks, not help them. And Leon Rose is all about helping the Knicks with each and every move that he makes. And sometimes we can't see how it helps the Knicks in the moment. We have to wait and be patient. And then we're rewarded with that. Like this season, we waited and waited. And then we were finally rewarded with OG Anunoby, the wing that we've always wanted, while keeping all of our first round picks, giving us all of the leverage come this offseason to make that major move happen. The Knicks are in a very good position, prime position at this point in time, to make a major trade happen this offseason. Whether or not that's going to include Randle or not, like I said, all depends on the player that the Knicks are going to be getting back. But because I don't see that player being available this offseason, I don't think that the Knicks are going to trade Randle. If the Knicks are going to make a move, it's going to be a couple of smaller moves, likely adding a Bojan Bogdanović, maybe that contract, a couple of picks, and then going out there and seeing what you can get for that package and how you can upgrade this roster. And then making that deal, making that trade, making those key improvements so that way next season we're more fully healthy, we have better pieces, and now we can go all the way potentially, as long as we're healthy, to the NBA Finals. And I think as long as we fill that bench with Tom Thibodeau-like players, Thibs is going to go to his bench more often, allow the starters to rest a little bit more often, and that's going to make all the difference as we head into the postseason next year. Like I said, for me, my list is Mikal Bridges, Devin Booker, and then Donovan Mitchell. If you can't get Mikal, if you can't get Devin Booker, then yes, you go after Donovan Mitchell. But me personally, no matter which of those players you're going after, the goal would be to get one of those players and pair them with the core we already have. Randall, Brunson, and OG. Then you add a Mikal or a Donovan or a Booker. Ideally, that's what I would like. And I think in the Mikal situation, I think that could work out. I think in the Donovan Mitchell situation, that could also work out. But in the Booker situation, I think if you're going to want Booker on this team, the only way that happens is if you trade Julius Randle, Bojan Bogdanovic, a couple of picks, and then if the Suns want to trade him, then you can get Devin Booker on this team. But that is the only way, in my opinion, a Booker deal works. And according to the Suns owner, their big three, in terms of Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, they want to keep them intact and add to that core. So it doesn't look like Devin Booker or Kevin Durant or Bradley Beal, any one of those guys are going to be on the move this upcoming offseason. And Mikal Bridges, that Nova connection, him having that high-level defense, going out there and being able to score for you when you need him to, but not being the focal point of the offense. That's exactly the player and the all-star the Knicks need right now. Mikal Bridges checks all of those boxes. And you're likely able to get Mikal and keep Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, OG Anunoby, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart. If you can do that and still add Mikal Bridges to this team, the Knicks are absolutely going to do that. And I think that's going to be the move this summer. I'm just going to be patiently waiting for Leon Rose and this Knicks front office to get that deal done. But the good news here is I don't believe that Julius Randle will be included in that deal. But going back to the list of teams he could go to if it's not the Knicks, as you can see again, it's the Wizards, the Pistons, and the Nets as the top three teams that would acquire Randle if he's not a New York Knick anymore. Is this something that Julius Randle should be worried about right now? Absolutely not. Nobody should be worried about anything right now because no moves are going to happen right now. Once we get to the offseason, that's when all the moves are going to happen for the Knicks. That's where they're going to re-sign some people, where they're not going to re-sign some players, and when they're going to go out and try to find that player that they covet and get them on this team. And depending on cost, that might exactly happen this offseason. But given the fact that Julius Randle just recently rejoined CAA, given the fact that he is injured and his value is lowered right now, I don't see the Knicks trading Randle at this point in time. Once his value is up, and depending on how he looks with this Knicks team over the course of a full season with a full roster that's healthy, then maybe we can talk about Randle potentially being traded. But as of right now, I don't see him being moved. But what about you guys? What do you think about BetOnline releasing the following teams that Randle could join if he's not a New York Knick any longer? And what do you think about those teams? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Hey, NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clear at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Treat dad to the good stuff at Nordstrom Rack and save big. Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, and Nordstrom Rack's got gifts dad will love, up to 60% off. Shirts, activewear, watches, cologne, denim, and more. Find amazing deals on Tommy Bahama, Cole Haan, Original Penguin, and Vince. Great brands, great prices. So get to your Nordstrom Rack store now and make dad's day with gifts up to 60% off.